Man, we've spent some time this week talking about the power of intergenerational ministry, how that can transform relationships in a significant way in the local church. But today we're going to take a look at a visible model, a visible plan for the local church that really launches a church into intergenerational ministry. This is Dave Beggary along with Brian Doyle. Brian is the National Director for the Iron Sharpens Iron Men's Conferences. Hey, Brian.
Good to be with you, Dave. It's been a great week as we've been able to process some critical issues with our special guest, Chuck Stecker. Chuck is founder and president of A Chosen Generation Ministry. And, you know, when I think about this, I even had a conversation this morning, Dave, with a friend of ours who we were talking about his daughter and her process going to the hospital, and the hospital wouldn't allow her to come in because she was viewed as a child. And this brings up a question that we've had with Chuck Stecker a number of times. When does a boy become a man? When does a girl become a woman? So, Chuck, thanks for joining us today in Man to Man Express. And would you help us again address this about when does this happen and how do we help define this?
Absolutely, and it's great to be back here with you guys, and what a great week with you. You know, one of the interesting things is, and the medical community is a great place to look at when it talks about the confusion of adulthood. And all you have to do is look at their rules pertaining to people, and they'll tell a 13-year-old you're a child or an adolescent. Look at the medicine they give, though. And all you have to do is pick up any bottle of controlled medicine, and it says from 0 to 2, and then 2 to 8, 8 to 12, and from 13 up, they're adults. And yet, by their own medical standards, they would never admit that. And the point being, very often with young people, what we've done is we have held them in limbo, or like a carrot on a stick with this issue of adulthood.
Wow.
And that we have put them in a position of earning something to meet our standards,
yeah,
when God has already done this. And we have confused this issue of maturity with adulthood. As a result, the world brings them into adulthood while we leave them as children in our churches.
What is a platform that you've seen begin to work, or at least develop the conversation so that we can get to the heart of God in this?
One of the things that drove our ministry, and for me very early on, was this need for me to understand, particularly for my sons, when they would become men by God's standards, and to celebrate that with them. And so this whole study of rites of passage was never done to write a book or to start a ministry. It was really done to connect my sons with their adulthood, their manhood, at the point that God transformed them into men. And everything I studied and looked from a biblical perspective and so forth said at age 13, on or about, plus or minus, when God transforms the body, it's a mental, physical, emotional, spiritual change. But when God makes that transformation, he is changing the child into an adult. And our job is to use that as a starting point in reality to help them become mature as adults, but not expected of them then. And so the rite of passage in a local church is one of the best places to start within the intergenerational community.
Now, it'd be my guess that most of the people listening to the program today have probably heard the term rites of passage, yet in their own local church experience have never seen it. Could you give us a glimpse into a local church rite of passage?
Sure. Local church rite of passage, and it's very important in studying this that it really is serving as a starting point, not a finish line. And what I mean by that is it's not the end of a graduation where they've accomplished anything, but a recognition of what God's done. And so over the course of a weekend, very clearly a church can walk through, define adulthood, and celebrate that in a ceremonial passage at the church over the weekend that brings young people in, have them blessed by their children, but engages them with the congregation of the church.
Mm.
Because a very key aspect of a rite of passage is the community that's receiving them and validating them. So it's not necessarily to be done with a father and a son and three of their friends, but if we're trying to bring them into the church community, adult community of believers, then the rite of passage ceremonial needs to be done right there in that community.
So although it's as value to do as a family with a mom, a dad, maybe an uncle and a grandfather, you're talking about such greater value with the family of God as part of that local church.
Is absolutely critical to that identity transformation.
Mm. Chuck, it's been terrific to have these 5 days with you, and we're excited that you are teaming up with us in just about a week from tomorrow at our October 24th Buffalo, New York, Iron Sharpens Iron. You are one of our keynote speakers. In the meantime, guys who are interested in finding more about this whole idea of how would you do rites of passage, what does it look like, there's a great book at our website by you called Men of Honor, Women of Virtue, Raising Kids to Keep the Faith. And our listeners can find out more by stopping at ironsharpensiron.net. Chuck, thank you so much. Been a great time, and thanks for your investment into the lives of men.
Guys, it's just a privilege to be laboring with you on this thing and warriors in this thing with you. And I appreciate all you're doing. God bless you.